here at the 2019 Big Bright Minds put on by the fine folks at Filene, and we got a little sunshine coming right through here, so pardon the weird lighting. But in the studio lounge is Aoife Dowling from one of my favorite credit unions on the planet, Van City. How are you, Aoife?
I'm well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
So how's a croaky voice.
That's okay, we like that. That means you've been hard at work networking and things like that. So.
That and a touch of flu. But
oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So how's the conference going for you? Any takeaways from yesterday?
Yesterday was amazing. We were at the Common Sense Lab, which was
University, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit, learning about behavioral economics and, okay. And how it's applied. And I've been a really big fan of Dan Ariely's work and also, you know, following Richard Thaler and stuff like that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It was great to see it sort of being worked upon, and like people whose full-time job is to try and figure out these ways to make people, you know, happier, wealthier, healthier. Mm-hmm. And how we can try and bring that into our work, you know, when we're trying to design new products and services for mm-hmm. our members. So.
Well, I think a lot of people should go to your credit union and see how you guys are working, because you guys are always, we were talking before the recording, that you guys are always doing something a little bit different, but also contributing hugely to your community. So it's really refreshing to see what you guys do an annual basis. I've always been a fan, kind of watching you guys from afar. So
yeah,
it's really
exciting. we try, and sometimes, as I was saying, sometimes it works, sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't, but we always learn something, and we always, you know, take that learning and put it forward into what we're trying to do next. So it's a lovely place to work. It's always very inspiring.
Indeed, indeed. And speaking of what's happening next, you are part of this year's I3 program. So tell me what you guys are doing.
We're presenting in a couple of hours, so it's showtime.
You'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine. Just have fun with it. So what are you guys doing? What's the platform? What's the project?
So this cycle, we were sort of applied as sort of a mini management consultancy group to mm-hmm. a credit union. So we were given some time to figure out, first of all, find a credit union partner, and then look at one of the problems that they were facing, a challenge that they were facing, and then put our amazing minds together to see if we could, with a finite amount of time and identifying a problem, what we could look at. Mm-hmm. So we worked with CU1 and we looked at the problem of churn, so membership attrition at CU1 specifically, okay. and what learnings we could get out of that to apply to credit unions in general.
What have you learned so far from that?
Well, some of the learnings are really the problem's really well acknowledged, and we identify some of the things that we can do, but it's just putting it into action is mm-hmm. one of the challenges. Mm-hmm. People are looking for sort of the secret, you know, the aha moment of like, oh, you figured it out. Mm-hmm. Well, spoiler alert, there's like many different there's many different reasons for it, and it's not just financial services. Many, you know, any consumer organization has that mm-hmm. that issue that they face. But one of the things we sort of saw is that the credit union themselves, they know the issues, and they just need to sometimes it was really helpful to have an outside voice say, yeah, you're right, mm-hmm. these things you need to do more of, these things, you know, it's not great, scale it back,
right.
These things, you know, you can't do yet, but you should think about it in the future, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. these things you haven't even thought of. So we kind of did a little matrix of like, do more, do less, adjust, just
cool.
the dial on
okay.
these things,
okay,
and then try to put that into a sort of a program of next steps for credit
unions. Because isn't that a fear of most credit unions, if not all, is mm. the member attrition? So
yes.
It's like, because there's, like you said, there's mm-hmm. so many reasons for it. Are they going to go to SoFi? Is the credit union just not meeting their needs? Are they
Indeed.
Moving? That type of stuff. So there's so many reasons out there.
There are so many, and a big thing, and I'm the Canadian blow-in to the American system as well, so I had the perspective of things, that, you know, challenges that we don't face sometimes as well, but a lot of the credit unions that were in direct lending was an issue, because like, how do you convert that membership over, and then using the data that we already have. Like, I mean, you know, we just came from a conversation about data there, but there's a lot of information that we have at our fingertips, mm-hmm. and using that wisely and just having some time. We did a deep dive into some data points, it's not something that you need this brand new technology to divine for you.
Right.
It's something that you know, and you could just action earlier, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and having confidence in doing something like that.
Right, so, right. Yeah. I have heard that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on their customers.
Isn't that
so
incredible? Yeah.
There's a, like you said,
well,
there's
the power of our collective. Like, I mean, if we can figure out a way to bring those all together, mm-hmm. That's that's mm-hmm. what our magic is, you know, yeah. in the credit union system.
No doubt. Yeah. And so what are your goals? What do you guys want to achieve with your I3 project? What's the...
This one? This
yeah,
cycle?
This one, yeah.
We want to be able to show, I guess to inspire people to just do some of the simple things quickly and, mm-hmm. and go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. And to in some ways, not of a fear of it's impossible. Like, there are some tangible steps that you can take straight mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. And to just kind of get out there and do it. But yeah.
Just get in there and
do it. It sounds so simple, but in many ways, that's, acting upon the things that you kind of know that you want to do.
Yeah.
Whether that's, putting a retention team in place to, to actually have those conversations, getting the right product in front of the member at the mm-hmm. right time, having a conversation mm-hmm. with them, seeing that there are activities that are, not in their best interest, and,
right.
and having a conversation. Like, yeah. it's the human touch that we're so effective mm-hmm. at. Mm-hmm. And that's our, that's one of our superpowers. So, let's put it
I've heard it's been called phygital. You got the physical and the digital.
Okay.
So, yeah. So you might want to use that in your presentation.
I think I need a fidget spinner or something for that. Yeah.
Oh, I like those too. Yeah. But so it's the combining of the physical mm-hmm. and the digital and them complementing each other.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it sounds like this is what you guys are onto.
And one of the other talks about that we had yesterday as well about, purpose and place and things like that. And so I think that is the credit union system, they are so grounded in the communities. The community is mm-hmm. a reflection, like the community banking that we do is a reflection of the mm-hmm. communities that we're in. Mm-hmm. So, we are uniquely placed to sort of to bring the digital into the community rather than sort of not have to be in place anymore, because
Completely.
Digital allows us to
right.
escape that yeah. burden that some of the bigger FIs mm-hmm. see it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I've driven through Vancouver a couple of times, and you guys have a huge presence there.
Yes,
you can't drive
yeah.
through Vancouver without knowing who Van City is, because
yeah.
you guys are everywhere. So I think that's another lesson learned as well. It's like, you guys really, obviously you have this incredible community outreach, mm-hmm. but you're very visible as well. So
yeah,
it's really cool to talk about
what you do and mm-hmm. And you let people know. I mean, I think in America, it seems to be a little bit different in that here people aren't as aware that anyone can join a credit union of some sort.
That's the rub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in Canada, we're certainly in Van City, we're very... well known, and people, do join us at a good rate.
Yep,
so
indeed. All right.
We're privileged. Yeah.
Good message to end on. All right, Aoife, anything else to add? Any
final words of wisdom
before you get up there on stage?
Excited to wish me luck.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
That was great.
Nice chatting with you.
Great to meet another person from Van City. Huge fan again. So
awesome.
Keep
Thank
up the good
so
work
much.
There.
Thanks for the kind words.
There she is, Aoife Dowling from Van City. Go check them out. They do some amazing things. Good.